Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Let's read in Romans chapter 1. Let's reread verse 24 and then head on into some of the things that God gave them up to. Those who saw him as creator but did not acknowledge him as such and thus began to create idols, begin to put gods in front of God. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worships and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Now, we've taken that first chapter of Romans a lot of times as a New Testament diatribe against homosexuality. And while it's very obvious, I think, that God gave women, exchanged the natural use of against nature, men leaving the use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, committing what is shameful, I don't think we can overlook the fact, and this is a fact, based upon what we just read in the context, that this portion of Romans chapter 1 is dealing not with sex or homosexual, heterosexual sex. It's dealing with idolatry and the kind of idolatry in which people exchange the truth for a lie and begin to worship the creature more than the creator. So there is an element of worship that is involved in this first chapter of Romans, and I think pretty clear that the sex involved in Romans 1 was in a worship of strange gods. Now, that's not to say anything specific about the act. Paul doesn't go into a lot of depth, but I think within context, it's obvious that he's talking about people who have went into idolatry and are using sexual sacrifices. And he, of course, has a lot of things to say about them. And what does the Bible have to say about homosexuality in regards to the people of God or man in general? I think there is a difference, because the people of God are always dealt with differently than man in general in the Word. The people of God have a different standard. The people of Israel were dealing with God through the lens of the law. And so God gave the law to not only shut up faith and declare all the world guilty, but it also was a hedge of protection from the nations around them. So the sexual laws of the Old Covenant, be it homosexual laws, heterosexual laws, whatever those laws were to hedge man off from the outside so that he had a level of protection from his enemies. And I think when we start to look at some of those things through that lens, we start to see why God seemed concerned with what goes on in the bedroom. We'll go deeper into this with this first chapter tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.